Welcome to Locals and Nothing.
I'm Eddie.
Oh, you want?
Just I'm Eddie.
You're Eddie.
What's your name?
You're Eddie.
What's your name?
I'm not Eddie.
What's your name?
I'm Noah.
What movie are we doing this week,
Noah?
We
are doing Groundhog Day.
What year?
1993.
Yeah, starring Bill Murray.
Starring Bill Murray, Andy McDowell, and Chris Elliott. Chris Elliott, I know that. I know that guy from somewhere. Yeah, oh, yeah, Something About Mary. Yeah, right, there we go. He was so weird in that movie. Oh, my God. he's in, like, have you seen the Something About Mary?
No.
Well, you need to watch it.
This L'Oreal advert lady was not in any good movies other than this one.
Yeah, I was just looking, like, I don't really know what happened, like.
Bad why Girls, was, why wasn't Michael, she... Christmas Inheritance.
Okay, why was... No, I'm, like, actually confused. Like,
she was in a remake of Footloose.
Why wasn't she, like, the next... Like...
She was in a remake of Footloose.
There was a remake of Footloose.
2011 with Miles Teller.
Okay, I'm looking...
Miles Teller?
Wait, there was a remake of Footloose? Wait, no, this is, like, a legit... This is legit and... No, you're actually kidding. Oh, my God, there was a remake of Footloose. What? Since when? No, this is actually like, what are you going to tell me?
Miles Teller was in this movie.
Next thing you're going to tell me, there was a remake of like Dirty Dancing as well.
There was. Wait.
You know, that's actually crazy. And it made actually quite a bit of money.
27, I'm not kidding, there's a Dirty Dancing remake.
Wait, what? No, like.
In 2017.
No, you're, no. No.
It's a TV movie.
Okay, it's a TV movie.
It still counts.
No. Okay, is it...
How far does this rabbit hole go? How many, like, Alabama TV movies are there of, like, Ace Ventura remake?
Don't even get into that. No, because that kind of exists, kind of. Don't know.
What?
Just talk about Ace Ventura Jr. and you'll have a field day.
Oh, but that's not really like...
Yeah, but, you know.
That doesn't count.
It is made for TV
musical. That doesn't count.
So there is a Dirty Dancing remake. Screw me, then.
It doesn't count. It's not really a remake.
We're not really supposed to be talking about this, are we?
Anyway, yeah. Groundhog Day.
Yeah, I remember how we got here. Yeah. Okay, so what do you think of Groundhog Day?
Weird ass holiday, man.
Well, not the holiday, but
it's a weird holiday. First of all,
I feel exactly like how Bill Murray feels about on this holiday.
Yeah, it's like,
just completely, just not even just like confused, just like kind of dazed, because you're just like, there are people who exist and do this kind of thing.
There's a little town where this is the Super Bowl for them.
Exactly.
Like, this is incredible. But, like, you know, this movie is what made Groundhog Day big. Before,
it was
just, like, a really, really weird town. Now, there's groundhogs all across America.
So...
There's, like, there's the New York groundhog. There's, like, one person.
So, remember, if you guys are writing a script and you're thinking of an idea, just go to a weird-ass town and, like,
Groundhog Day, New York.
Ugh, like, where in New York? They have, like,
also, what happens if the groundhog day is, like...
Oh, wait, no, Central Park.
What happens if the groundhog, like, disagrees with the other groundhog? Like, what happens in that? Do they, like, deliberate? Do they find the average? Like, there'll be... 2.5.
Just like those, that groundhog in the corner is just like a number crunch on it. Yeah, so this movie was directed by Harold Ramis, who, you know, the only... Yeah.
I swear, if you tell me he's a horrible person again, like, we just don't
No. As far as I can tell, Harold Ramis was a, you know, great guy.
Oh, mate, he did Ghostbusters.
Yeah, he...
He was Spengler.
He's the only... He is...
I think he did Caddyshack. Ooh.
No, Caddyshack is probably great. Ronnie Dangerfield. Wait, I had it.
We did Stripes too.
That was like one movie.
I know, exactly. Wait, no, you keep talking. I'm gonna remember. Like, what's my Robert?
He did Stripes. He did
Hey.
Yo.
Hey. 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 No respect. No respect at all. Hey. I love Ronnie. Yeah. I love Ronnie Dangerfield.
Apparently, oh my God, Brian Doyle Murray. Is that Murray's dad?
I,
Bill Murray's brother. Why does he look so much older than Bill Murray?
Maybe he is older than him. Yeah, so... Oh,
80 years old. Don't worry, man.
Yeah, so he did like... So Bill Murray did a bunch of like collaborations with Harold Ramis. You know, Caddyshack, Ghostbusters, Stripes. Which, yeah, as far as I can tell, all like, you know, comedy, you know, like.
Yeah, Baby Boom apparently ones. As well.
Yeah, and.
Baby Boom.
And this was the kind of the movie.
With Diane Keaton.
Is that good?
And Harold Ramis.
This movie was apparently the one that kind of ended their friendship. Really? Yeah. What? Yes. Yes. Okay.
What happened?
One sec. Because I have to. What happened between. Harold. No, I'm just. This is like Harold Ramis and.
Harold Ramis directed Year One.
Oh, ew. Okay, so the relationship. Oh, you pay for that?
No, as part of like end of school. Like,
you made your teachers pay for that?
Yeah, I guess so.
I love how it's like super bad meets it's, Arrested oh Development, God, and that's like the whole plot.
I'm not even gonna get into that. So basically, the relationship. Okay, this
what
one.
What is David Cross Kane?
David Cross kind of makes any movie better, you know.
Christopher Mintz.
So
Bill Hader, no.
So the relationship between Harold Ramis and Bill Murray was a complicated 20-year feud that began during the filming of Groundhog Day. Despite their successful collaborations on other movies, the tensions escalated during the making of Groundhog Day. Ramis reportedly was unavailable and irrationally mean, while Murray was known for his unpredictable behavior. Never heard that one before. And late arrivals on set. Never heard that one before. These conflicts led to a period of silence between the two, with Murray avoiding Ramis's phone calls. Does that to a lot of people, and eventually
he's
shutting him out.
He's not a nice guy at all.
Yeah, so something, it doesn't really tell me, but like.
Did they do like a Layla?
Something.
A Layla scenario mid movie. Layla with George, with Eric Clapton and George Harrison, and they like switch wives. Stole wives. You don't know about that. You didn't. The song Layla is about George Harrison's wife, who she then left for Eric Clapton. But it's fine because George Harrison stole Ringo Starr's wife. And Ringo Starr just didn't care.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Fun fact.
So something like probably went down during this time. So I'm just thinking, like, I'm not exactly a Bill Murray expert or anything like that. I don't know many people, at least in my age bracket, who, you know, are. But like, as far as I can tell, Bill Murray was like, he's doing pretty well for himself at this time. He's done Ghostbusters. I'm just saying, like, at this kind of period, Ghostbusters, two Ghostbusters, denied the script to the second Ghostbusters. Oh my, to the third one, actually. You know, he'll accept. The guy who will accept, he said no to Ghostbusters 3, but accepted Osmosis Jones, Space Jam, like Garfield. No, because he thought that it's still a great story. How do you know the story of like why he accepted
Osmosis
Garfield?
Osmosis Jones.
Do you know why he accepted Garfield?
No.
He thought there's somebody called something Cohen who wrote the script for that movie. He thought that was one of the Cohen brothers signed up to do it. Why would the Cohen brothers ever? Didn't even think that, you know, a little weird that the Cohen brothers are making a Garfield movie, but that's not the strangest thing to ever happen.
Why is Chris
But he
Rock
still did a second one, so like, I don't know, man.
The money was great.
Yeah, the money was good. No.
He thought the other Cohen brother decided to make the second
one. I actually need to find out, like,
I feel like that's not that weird, though. Like, I can see the Safdie brothers doing a Garfield movie.
I can see one of the Safdie brothers being in the Garfield movie. Guess which one. Okay, there's a movie called The Garfield Movie and a movie called Garfield the Movie. Just like, it's not that hard to name Garfield movies, guys.
Garfield the Movie.
Exactly, like.
Bill Murray as. Of course, Bill Murray's Garfield.
No, but that's
like
such
repulsive.
Amazing casting. I'm gonna stand by. That is the only thing that movie got right, okay? You casting Bill Murray as Garfield. That's inspired.
What about the Garfield movie 2?
Where
he switches places with Rich Garfield.
Like, it's so the The guy was called Joel Cole. Oh, poor Bill Murray. Like, that is actually really unlucky.
No, I swear, this Joel Cohen thing happened. That's happened, like, multiple times.
Yeah, there is...
When people accidentally sign on to, like, do his movies, even yeah, though they didn't...
He wanted the Joel Cohen of, like, Fargo and, like, you know, A Serious Man and whatnot. He ended up getting one for cheaper by the dozen.
High rollers, cash out.
And what?
No, I swear this Joel Cohen thing has happened before where people are like, they think he's the Cohen bro. It's like the best scam in history.
I know, that is like, you know, I'm just going to, I just changed my name to like Martin, like Scorsese, but like, and look, like put an H before like the O. And just like, yeah, so
Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but yeah, so like Bill Murray, this was before like he kind of went on his whole you know, like
Anderson kick.
Yeah, so like I don't know, maybe people do, but I don't have like a database for like all Bill Murray's movies, but I think he kind of went on like a bit of a slump, you know, after this. So,
I mean, his whole career has been, you know, of an interesting
quality. He was in a bit, Kingpin, which is another one done by the Farley brothers.
Done by Joel Cohen.
No. Farley brothers of Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Something about
maybe.
Yeah.
Something they, about so he did Osmosis
Jones. Space Jam. Again, you'll take Space Jam, but you won't take Ghostbusters 3. Like, okay,
well, but Ghostbusters fine. 2 was quite shocking.
Okay, but like, you'll take Space Jam.
No, I think the key problem is you'll take Osmosis Jones with Chris
I know
Rock.
You'll take that. Well, that was another Farley Brothers one. I think, you know, just like they're amicable, I guess.
Quick change.
The man who knew too little.
He was in Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, he played like I've never seen Charlie's Angels. It looks like one of the most 2000s movies like in the world, you know.
Who does he play in Fantastic Mr. Fox? Is he the Badger?
Yeah.
He's so
what the cuss are you? Are you cussing me? That's great.
Have you seen the videos of them, like, of them doing the of them, like, filming the reference for the animation, and it's just George Clooney, like, sprinting around the country.
Have you seen the one where it's just, like, he does, like, the eating,
and it's just, like, slams it.
Yeah, you never see that, man. Yeah, so, like, wasn't until 1998 where, like, he does Rushmore.
He has a stand-up show.
Yeah, he was like one of the...
A Very Murray Christmas.
Yeah, I've never seen that. It's like on Netflix.
It has pretty awful ratings, so I wouldn't probably want to...
Yeah, but he was...
Jason Schwartzman, isn't it?
Yeah, he was like one of those... He was one of the original cast members on SNL.
Yeah, yeah. He was in Zombieland double... He was in Zombieland both times. They kill Bill Murray in Zombieland.
Oh, really? Okay, that's cool. Yeah, so yeah, and I think definitely if it wasn't for him getting on that Wes Anderson kick, I don't know what would have happened to his career because it was just not looking good like after Groundhog Day.
John Belushi.
Yeah.
He was born on the same day as John Belushi.
You was.
Yeah, 24th of January. It's crazy.
Yeah, you might be screwed.
My day's
don't join SNL.
My birthday is so depressing. It's John Belushi's birthday. It was the day Ted Bundy got like electric chaired. It's quite a pretty sad day.
It's silly because like nothing's happened on my birthday. Like,
oh, at least you didn't get. At least you didn't rid the world of Ted Bundy.
Yeah. So
he was in Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Oh, he's barely even in that thing.
He's a cry lot.
And it's like I was like, oh, Bill Murray. Okay, maybe this movie. Oh, he's gone. Okay. And he just goes. You know, but you know, you don't really have anything else. But
he's in City of Ember, and he's like a major character.
Is he? Yeah. So as far as I can see, like, there's a musical that somebody made a musical version of Groundhog Day.
Is that the one where like the giant groundhog carries him around?
Oh, jeez, like I don't know, man. Like, yeah. So this was. I don't know if this was the first one. It seems like such a popular like idea that I feel there would have been other ones, but I feel this is the first properly popular like time loop.
Yeah.
Like,
well, Back to the Future probably kind that's of popularized. Not, that's well, not, really, not in the same way, but they popularized the idea of playing
around. That's, yeah,
time.
Playing around with time, but like one where like, you know, you relive the same day.
I genuinely think this may have been original for this film. that idea. And yeah. From then it had been milked out.
Yeah. I feel like there's definitely like other kinds of like stories. Like people have probably made stories about it before this movie. Some of the popular ones I can fair. Have you seen Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise?
Oh no. Oh no.
Apparently it's okay.
It's worse than the Tomorrow War. Well, the Tomorrow War is also kind of awful.
What's this one?
You and your built for Amazon Prime movies.
Oh, jeez. I don't even want to get into like that. And then there's
his new AI movie.
Yeah, I don't even
being
know.
All have you seen the poster
for that?
Like, bad.
You know, I could have made that poster on like PowerPoint. Like, unironically, like you look at the poster and it like they literally go on Word and just do this. You know. There's Palm Springs, if you know anyone's seen that one. Happy Death Day. You know, there really is like quite a few, but everybody always calls it the Groundhog Day formula because it was really the one that really popularized it.
Yeah.
What would you do?
On a Groundhog Day?
Yeah, like what would you do if like you
I kind of just see like how many Well, I think originally I'd be kind of like freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like, what is going on? And then I think I'd just like see how many people's houses I can just like break into.
Ransack. But like the police would catch you. The police would catch you. Like do things that like when you just like tell people
I would just
things.
Do whatever. I think it kind of depends. Groundhog Day doesn't really explore it. Like if I can like no, go
it,
around.
It really does. And they do
yeah,
literally
they don't, like,
everything
that
you could possibly
do. Escape the town.
Do
it's always in this like freaky groundhog. Do you remember when he steals the groundhog and he's like, don't drive angry, don't drive
I know,
angry.
And it just gets like straight off a cliff. And it's just like, it's not it's like he thinks he has like deja vu for like most of it. Like we've all had those moments where like you just go like, I've had this, I think I've been here before, you know? Like, it's such an I think like if there's any tropes that movie used, like, I think the time loop is such like it's such an amazing one.
It's quite a fun thing to put on.
It is such.
It works
a fun
really
idea.
Well in comedy movies. Otherwise, mm-hmm. It's just really depressing.
That's why I don't really vibe with the idea of like Edge of Tomorrow. Like, I like the idea of you doing it as a comedy because it's just like, and I think it's a great comedy vehicle for like actors because you can go through so many emotions.
And still
you can go from like happy to sad to angry to losing it to like just accepted, you know. And that's what's so good about this movie, like with Groundhog Day, like Bill Murray goes through like all the motions in this movie
but in Bill Murray fashion.
Yeah, I know. And like he goes through like everything and like
which is like it's like annoyed, then sarcastic angry, then sarcastic upset, then genuinely upset, then sarcastic suicidal, and then resolved.
It's not even suicidal, it's just like
he kills himself three
times. Yeah, but it's just like because like I can, I'm never gonna die, so it's just like I can do this. This is it's been put into like did you see I always check every year Library of Congress, they always put in the National Film Registry,
put it in there.
They always add new movies.
Not surprised, man. It popularized Groundhog Day to the point that it's like the Northern Midwest Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's just like
weird ass celebration.
It's such.
I don't actually understand. Like, if the groundhog sees its own shadow, there's more winter.
Yeah, I know.
So if they do the sun and the sun is directly above it, it's spring. But if it's slightly to one side, it's going to be winter.
And like, I really do not.
Also, you know, Phil is supposed to be 140 years old. The average thing dies at like three.
Thing.
They're not cute either. I don't know why people know, like are obsessed with this like strange animal. They have like a dog, they have like a Dr. Seuss looking like little Winnie the Pooh stump in the ground, and they like knock on the door and then lift it like Simba style in the air. And like this poor groundhog every year is just getting like lifted to a bunch of like strange Midwestern Americans who are all chanting at it to know whether they need to. Like, whether they can start unfreezing their meat or if they have to, like, keep it in the fridge
and,
for
like,
summer.
Yeah, people completely, like, listen to us.
It's wrong 70%
yeah,
of the time.
I know, but, like,
If you go opposite of its prediction, you are more likely to be correct than you are
crazy.
If you listen to it.
That's crazy.
Because, you know why?
Why?
Because 80% of the time, it sees its own shadow. I was
and
looking at
like
get
scared
stats.
And go back in.
I was
it gets scared by someone's shadow and it just goes like back in the
house. I was looking at the stats, and it was like he only said that it would be summer 12 times, and he said it's going to be winter 140 times.
Yeah, it's just so weird, because they have, like, this... They dress up as just basically, like, Amish people. And
like... Yeah, it's really weird, and they all have the same style. It's, like, almost the same dude has been lifting him out of the same, like... How do they even come up? When was that? When was the first Groundhog Day? Like, how do you convince people?
The town idiots who got scared by the ground. And someone, the groundhog saw its shadow, and every day. I don't know, and like, that's probably it.
Apparently, it comes from like Germany or something.
Well, it's probably like the thing that the pilgrims took with.
The groundhog used to be a badger, but there weren't any.
I use this rat looking you know, this movie, like, you don't, again, like, I always talk about it, but like, as comedy movies go, you don't see, this movie is very efficient, as it's got a really small cast. Okay,
they did it in COVID.
What?
they did Groundhog Day in COVID. They just didn't let anyone watch. It was just them and the groundhog. Was it just like
televised or something? I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't know what they do in America. So just like if they televise so that weird kind of stuff.
Wait, I have the stats. 109 times he said it's more winter. He's only ever said early spring 20 times. One time they said that there were war clouds on the in World War II game, and then the next year that he wasn't allowed to do it in case he got killed.
Were the Nazis going, we need to get groundhog. We
kill need the groundhog.
Kill the groundhog, then the president, but the groundhog first.
What a strange tradition.
So yeah, this movie is like, it's really efficient in terms of just like, it's got a really small cast of very few people, not really like big name actors. And
it, you know, said more winter that year, the year of this movie's release.
Does that apply to what I'm just thinking?
This year it said winter as well. Shocker.
All right.
Okay. I feel like I could put money that he says winter.
Yeah, we are releasing this a few days after Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Happy Groundhog Day to those who celebrate.
Well, no.
Sorry for dissing, like, your entire tradition.
Well, no, because, like, I don't think anybody with, like, a brain...
There was a stretch from 1903 to 1933 where there was only ever more winter. 30 years. That is 10 groundhogs, people. 10 groundhogs died, and every year they said, nah, it's going to be winter.
Like, groundhogs are just like no. No.
But then who saw this as like, this is a great movie idea? That's why I said
the town idiot. I don't know. Like,
no, but who, like, why did, like, the guy see this tradition and be like, you know, it'd be a great movie?
Because, like, as a comedy movie idea, I think that's, it's hilarious. Like, that idea was just like, this guy who was just like, he's just like clearly just really done, has to go to this town, full well, all these freaks just like celebrating like this little
all
hog.
The village idiots.
Like,
land.
I think, like, for, especially for a Bill Murray movie, that is such a good idea of him having to deal with all these jolly freaks just going, like, we're waiting for the groundhog to come on the ground. It's just like, it's so stupid. But like, the cool thing about this movie is just that it actually does have a heart, like, especially at the end of it, it really does have a heart. Yeah. And, you know, that's something I feel that, you know, you could definitely forget when you're making a movie like this, where, like, it can be really cynical a lot of the time. And, you know, I think that's very good. And, you know, I think that's like, I think if it didn't have a heart, I think I wouldn't like it nearly as much as I do. But, you know, it's clearly got a soul. And,
oh, my,
like,
God.
That's great.
The New York, like, groundhog has an 85% success rate from 2008 to 2006. Someone is holding a tally of whether Chuck or Pukswani Phil was correct.
Wow. That's actually...
And Chuck wins. Like, Phil is stupid, apparently.
Okay, do we do the
1993 game.
Yeah, okay.
Do you wanna do it, or do you want me to do it?
I'll do it. Because I could.
Search it up.
Don't search it up. Okay. Oh, jeez, 1993 is a strange year. And there's one movie here that I had no clue made this much money. Like, again, back to the whole comedy thing. Comedies used to be lucrative. Jesus. Okay, the first one is one that I really don't think you're gonna get. I will put money. I'll put my entire fortune on the
your
fact that I'll never
fortune.
Get it. Okay, because I want to get
it. Like Candy Kisses.
Yeah, it's a movie that stars Denzel Washington and Julia Roberts.
Oh.
And it's a legal thriller. By Warner Brothers.
Can I get another clue?
Okay, in the title, it refers to like a bird, like
mockingbird.
Oh, that'd be a good guess, but like, I mean, it wouldn't be a good
jailbird.
No, it's called the pelican brief.
What the hell?
Right now, just found out that existed, but like, okay.
The what?
The pelican brief. I don't even know. Okay, another one. No. You know, 1993, like Denzel Washington. It's another movie that stars Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington. I want to say this is Tom Hanks' first like proper serious performance, and it's a pretty famous movie.
Remember the Titans?
Actually, no, I can't say that. That's not. I don't even know if that's true. No, not Remember the Titans. Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington, and it's about kind of like the AIDS crisis in the 80s.
Oh my god, I do know this. Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah.
And he did, and Bruce Springsteen did that badass song for it.
Yeah, I have.
I don't know if he did it for it, but it was used in it. And my mom like didn't let me watch that.
That's
movie
crazy
so
how
long.
It was.
She was like, it's too adult for you. I'm like, mom, it's like a 12, and I'm like 16.
Oh no,
now.
I'm not showing my child. I was gonna say it was popular with the LGBTQ community, but I genuinely do not even know if that's true. So like I
don't know if it would be.
I don't know exactly.
I feel like that's hella depressing.
Yeah, no, that'd be really depressing if it is. But I don't,
wouldn't want to watch that. I wouldn't be there going, you know what, my movie of the night is like.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
He made it though, because no one was taking the AIDS crisis seriously.
Exactly. So
yeah,
like,
and now like Tick Tick Boom, that is like distressing.
Yeah, yeah. Even without Tick Tick Boom, I definitely say it's very.
I mean, it's, yeah. It's very
The next one is a rom com. We're back in Tom Hanks territory again.
Oh dear.
You've probably heard of it. Tom Hanks plays a journalist who becomes enamored with a widowed architect after his... Wait, no, I'm sorry, man. That's the wrong way around. A journalist who becomes enamored with a widowed architect who Hanks plays after his young son calls into a talk radio program requesting a new wife for his grieving father. It's a popular one.
Talk box?
No, Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh my god, that's the plot of Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah, I know. I was gonna watch it. I was like, Jesus. I was like, okay.
Oh, I thought it was. Oh, never mind.
I know.
Depressing.
Yeah. The next.
What is it with depressing rom coms in 1993?
Okay, the next one is Philadelphia is nowhere near a rom com. Cliffhanger. Oh, jeez, I already said it. It's cliffhanger.
It's an anti rom com.
Yeah, I accidentally
not
just.
Not even a com, it's just anti rom.
I accidentally just said it. Did you hear what I said?
No.
Oh, good, okay. Okay, the next one is an action thriller starring. Okay, Sylvester Stallone.
You sound like your face is melting.
Yeah, right.
Just no. Give
I'm
me
gonna sense. Take you out, Adrian. I'm gonna take you. Put me in, coach. Put me. I have to work on my Rocky. I'm sorry.
I'm so glad no one can see and only hear.
I have to work on my Rocky. I'm sorry, man.
Your Rocky sucks.
It's not even that bad. That's how he sounds, though. Put me in,
coach. Adrian.
Okay, so Sylvester Stallone as a mountain climber. Who
Rambo?
No. Who become embroiled
in a heist? Oh my god! I know this one.
For the
and
US
they
treasure.
Like they jump off the side of like a mountain with only a rope. And
I only remember
survive.
This movie because it had a video game released on the SNES.
Oh my god! I watched a video of Alex Holland laughing
yes,
at this.
Yeah.
Oh, what's it called? It's like
no, the NES. I'm sorry. Yes.
It's a canyon or something.
Oh, that's.
No, I said the title.
Yeah, I actually said the title, and like you weren't like with it, so. You know.
It's like, crevice. It's some like strange
cliffhanger.
Oh my god!
I like that. You were in that general ballpark. Okay, next one.
Sylvester Stallone in canyon. Can he climb up?
The next one, and I am literally just reading
can
one.
Can you
it
imagine
says,
serious movies, but it's Sylvester Stallone, like 127 hours, but it's Sylvester Stallone.
Okay, the next one is I'm gonna be honest. If 127 hours, like, if they were making that in the 90s, he would be in it. Yeah.
Yeah, but James Franco is kind of good in that movie.
Apparently it's a good film, but it's like so hard to watch, which Yeah, that makes sense. The next one is a movie, and I'm literally just reading what it says on Wikipedia. It is a 1993 erotic drama film. I don't want to read between the lines there.
I refuse.
That stars Robert. Careful. That's a Robert Redford. Of course, Demi Moore's in this. Demi Moore and Woody Harrelson.
That's a weird age gap group.
And again, can let's put this into perspective. This was one of the top grosses of 1993. Let that sink in. A lot of people were watching this erotic drama.
I don't think I want to know what it is.
It's called Indecent Proposal.
Never heard of it.
I feel like I've heard of it, you know. Yeah, but like, put that into, that's the sixth highest grossing movie of that year. That's
disgusting.
You know, we are so far gone from like how like the movies that used to make a bunch of money. Okay, the next one. Have we done a Tom Cruise movie with?
Not this year.
No, not yet, actually. Okay, here we are. We're doing a Tom Cruise movie. Directed by Sidney Pollack, and it is a legal thriller. The 90s, all of the legal thrillers, starring Tom Cruise, Gene Hackman, Ed Harris, a lot of people. Gary Busey.
Fugerman?
No. That's a good guess, guy. That's a good guess.
That came out that year, no?
No, I think, I'm going to say 1994. Four, five, six.
Gary Busey's in this.
Gary Busey, yeah.
Jerry Maguire.
The Firm. Wow, 1994. You are not.
I'm not on my game.
Oh, okay. The next three, the next four, I think you should get. Number four is one of the most famous historical dramas in the world. Ever and it's one of the most distressing things I think I've seen. That is my personal opinion, but it's
Braveheart.
Directed by Steven Spielberg.
Oh, Schindler's List.
Yeah.
Oh, joy of all joys.
Mm. Yeah.
Why was that grossing so highly, guys?
Yeah.
People wanted to get their cry on, man.
That's, yeah, definitely. Number three is this one. I feel like you probably should get. It's not the most popular movie out there.
I'm not a 1993 man, apparently.
But, you know, I feel like you should get.
I'm on it.
The next one is a movie starring Harrison Ford. Tommy Lee Jones. It's an action thriller about a guy who, like, I think, I haven't actually seen it, but I think it's one of those mistaken identity movies.
Oh, The Fugitive.
Yeah.
Got one.
I'm back.
Number two. Is a movie that until right now didn't know.
Air Force One, otherwise that was my other guess because I think they're both in that as well.
Yeah, number two is a movie that I had no clue made this much money. Like,
okay.
How do you make like what? It is a movie starring Robin Williams, Sally Field,
Patch Adams,
Jack. How else do I go about this?
Sally Fields. She's the one who plays Aunt May in The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah. And Robin Williams talked like this during the movie.
Doubtfire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, oh, that's...
I didn't realize that was Sally Fields.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah, she...
she said she hated playing Aunt May. Yeah. I'm like, she's the best Aunt May ever. And she's like, I hate myself when I play this character.
Okay, last
she's
one.
She's so good, though. Like,
the last one, I think I could probably just say...
She's abundantly good for a grumpy old lady.
The last one I could probably just, like, tell you. And, like, I'll give you the tagline from the movie and I'll see if you can get it. An adventure 65 million years in the making.
Jurassic Park.
Yes. Again, crazy how he did that, how Spielberg did Schindler's List and Jurassic Park in the same year. I don't know how
Holy Whiplash.
I don't know how your brain...
Jurassic Park, you're like, wow,
imagine filming Schindler's List by day and editing like Jurassic Park
by... And you're like, oh, we should go see Spielberg's next movie. Oh, no.
And then maybe he just like gets it mixed up. So it's like on the set of Schindler's List, it's like, okay, wait, where does the dinosaur... when does the dinosaur...
Guys, where did the massive dinosaur go?
Yeah, that is 1993, which, you know, that's a...
He starts like bringing in the Nazi army to Jurassic Park.
Like, welcome to Jurassic Park.
Oh man.
Yeah, you know, 1993 is a crazy year.
What
did
we well, for a podcast about Groundhog, we did not Groundhog Day, we did not talk much about Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
What are we giving this movie?
Yeah,
three?
I'd give it like 3.5. I think it's like, it's a very solid movie.
It's kind of fine.
I think I really like it. You know,
I'll push to 3.5. There's no like massive amazing factors, but it's better than average.
Yeah. Geez, next time, like, we're not gonna do like 1993 because, like, what was even happening that year? There's like 5 legal dramas. There's an erotic film.
The selling of legal paper went through the roof. People started like voluntarily choosing legal paper. They're like, I want to be just like the Firm.
Exactly. There's a movie about the persecution of like the Jewish like people during the 19.
Have you seen the videos of like German people seeing that movie and they're all crying?
Oh my god!
Like, what?
No, it's actually like properly distressing. That's like, imagine sad. like your country, and it's just like you're watching like your history of your country, and like that's really distressing.
That's honestly why like Japan teaches World War II just without anything to do with them.
That's really odd. It's not like we teach like I guess this is further along, but it's not like we teach like the American Revolution without going and the British. I don't really know what was happening to the British.
I think it's
the French.
Apparently they treat like the atomic bombings as just like random events, and that's why they like hate the Americans so much.
Do they?
Or they used to do that. I don't know if they still do.
I mean, I don't know. Like with stuff like Nintendo, I think they've got a pretty good partnership going on.
All right, I've been Eddie.
I've been Noah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get out of here.